B-Pod Studios.
Times. Click keep when receiving notification. Let's see here. Let me in the meeting. We're trying to get on Zoom so Rich can see us if we have a question.
Ah.
But if we can't...
I can see the wonderful Joe Murray right now. Dan O'Brien, who is just... Every time Nick comes in the studio, I just see him just like, you know, his face. You can see the color actually change in his face. Just beat red.
Really?
It's like a Rich, cartoonish almost.
We're,
like,
having, you know, a lot, we're having a lot of trouble with my camera, but I got to be honest with you. I'm not all broken up about that.
All right. Well,
you know, I miss you, you bastard. Come on.
Then just don't talk.
That's your goofy-ass face.
I haven't seen Rich in a long time, man. No beard.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's just a recent thing. I had to do a Zoom with, like, some high school kids to talk to them or whatever, and so I had to clean up. Usually I look like a hobo, and you should see my hair. Like, I've been cutting my own hair. Dude, I accidentally gave myself, like, the worst alt-right haircut you've ever seen. I just took, like, shavers to the side and the back and tried to leave it long on the top, and I look like somebody who is on the going to be on the wrong side of history, I think. Oh, Joe Murray's got his scissors out.
I got Brutus the Barber Beefcake scissors right here.
Hey, hand them over. Those are mine.
Are those actual shears signed by Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, signed. Jesus.
Why'd you bother him when he was taking tokens? Why'd you bother him when he was working for the tea?
Which I think is true. Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use the code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And Dan Livshatz and Joe Murray, of course, are said gentlemen. Now, are we on a hot streak here, or what are we doing? How you guys been doing last week?
Joe?
Anyone?
I think the NFL is still a struggle. Consistently, you have to throw the trends out the window. There are trends for tonight's Rams-Pats game that I'll still throw out there.
What are they? Because this is going to be a weird game. And we were talking this morning how, at least what I saw yesterday, they've got the Rams are favored by 5. And that sounds about right for this game, but who the hell knows? So what's your trend? Where's your money going to be on?
So right now, the under is 5-2 in the last 7 meetings between these two teams. The Patriots are 6-1 against the spread the last 7, and the road team is 4-1 against. So the Patriots and the under seems to be the trend for tonight. I lean under off the bat. We'll get Dan's opinion in a second here, but Bill Belichick generally in this spot of 5 or 6 points, he's 10-5 against the spread under Belichick in these spots. But one thing you have to know is the Patriots on Thursday Night Football have won 10 of their last 11 games.
Oh, hell yeah! But did you just say that the road, because I might have read this somewhere too, that this season the road team has a better record than the home team? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. The home field doesn't matter at all this season.
I understand that, but I would have thought just the travel aspect of it. I know the fans are one thing, but just the having to get up and travel to one place for the night, the pain in the ass of that. But it seems like this season, it's the opposite. Like, that actually helps teams, correct? Like, you know, like getting away from home, just from what I read, and I'm not quite sure if I read it properly, but that's right. The away team is winning more than the home team.
Yeah, and Dan, I think underdogs as well too, right? Have the majority of the wins this year, road teams and underdogs.
Yeah, they're covering at a much higher rate than usual, and spreads have mattered more because of that, because due to the fact that, you know, there's more underdogs, home field doesn't matter as much. And Rich, you know, kind of thinking about it, even though the Rams are the home team tonight, they're actually the ones who have to travel more. I mean, the Patriots have been in L.A. all week, and, you know, the Rams had to go from east to west, and now they're back. And so they're the ones who actually had to do the traveling, while the Patriots have been able to stay in L.A. and kind of prep for the game, which is why I think when the schedule came out, they were so upset about, you know, the scheduling of this game, because they didn't understand it's not like a home game for them.
Yeah, it's a great point. Yeah, I forgot about that. So if you had to put your money on tonight's game, what are you putting it on?
I'd still take the Rams. I know that you know, is probably not what people want to hear, but personally, you know, it opened at 6.5. I think that, you know, it's down to 5 for a reason. I think it should be more on the 5, 4.5 region. Not that it's, a, you know, exactly a key number, but I do think the Rams are a touchdown better than the Patriots. I do look at this team and say, you know, exactly how are they going to score? I mean, you could definitely get some power running. I do think they'll probably, you know, keep the ball away from Donald, and they had an effective strategy on him in the Super Bowl a few years ago. But that being said, if you can't throw the ball or move the ball in necessary situations against this team, you know, you're not going to win. This is not the Chargers. Anthony Lynn is not the coach. I mean, Sean McVay did not do himself any favors in the Super Bowl a few years ago, but he's impressive. I mean, you've seen what he's done in the past few years, what he's done with that team. This is not the Anthony Lynn-led Chargers. You're not going to get blocked field goals for touchdowns. This is a whole different ball game, a whole different animal, and they need to come up and they need to, you know, Cam Newton's going to have to throw the ball tonight, and that's not usually a recipe for success with this team.
Yeah, and what's the injury report for the Patriots secondary? We know that J.C. Jackson left the game with a hip injury, and Jonathan Jones had a neck injury. They're all listed as questionable, but there's going to be a lot. The secondary is going to have a big night tonight. I just wanted to throw this at you guys. Cam Newton has been historically the worst Thursday night football quarterback almost in history.
Oh, really?
In history.
Well, tonight changes all that.
We'll find out. He's 3-6 straight up. He's 2-6-1 against the spread. He passes at 55% completions. He has 7 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and 216 pass yards. That's his average. He is historically the worst Thursday night football quarterback. But how could he be any worse than the last 2 weeks? So, again, I lean under 45 tonight in this game.
What about the Gunner factor? Gunner O. How are the special teams, man? Three phases.
Best punter in the league tonight. You're going to hear all about it.
Oh, it's Hecker. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
He can play too, Wallach, too. Don't forget. He might be a little thrower there.
I remember I was driving back from North Conway one December.
And that is a Polar Express special.
That is a Polar Express special. And I was driving, and I was listening to the pregame, and it was when L.A. was terrible, and it was all about the punter. It was just so boring.
Belichick went on for literally 10 minutes in one press conference about
Hecker. This is the game that this was the game, and the Patriots almost lost the game. But it was funny because they were awful, and it was just the only thing to talk about was that dumb punter. All right. What do you – you guys don't seem red hot on this Thursday night game. You know, it's your money after all. What do you like this weekend when we're talking about this weekend?
Should we break?
No. Because if we're going to do things, we got a couple minutes.
What do you got, Dan?
Well, personally, I'm kind of looking at this Texans-Bears game. I know that these are the two. This is the crap bowl. I mean, this is really the crap bowl of the week. The Texans obviously have sucked this year. The Bears have sucked, the last 6, 7 games, whatever it is in a row. I'm taking the Texans. I'm gonna kind of ride out Houston there. I'm going to take the Texans, pick them -1, whatever it is. I just think that, you know, at this point, the Bears offensively look worse than the Patriots. They might be the only team that I look at and say, even with Allen Robinson there, they can't do anything. And I know that they were successful moving the ball against Detroit, but, I mean, they blew it. They found a way to blow it against the Lions, who, I mean, wow. And you know, I know that the whole coach angle that we kind of talked about last week, I don't care. I'm taking the Texans. I think the Bears continue to blow it, continue to suck. You know, Mitch Trubisky is not an NFL quarterback. It's very apparent at this point.
Their next coach is going to be the kid from Northwestern, the guy from Northwestern, they're saying. He'd be willing to leave to coach his hometown.
Pat Fitzgerald. Yes.
Well, listen, they're going to be in the Big Ten championship game against Ohio State. And listen, I think Ohio State is one of the top 4 or 5 teams in the country, but it's completely bunk that they're going to get into the college playoff this year.
Michigan didn't want to play them. Michigan did not want to play them.
They're 5-0. They're 5-0. Yes, they won 4 out of the 5 games convincingly, one of them against Indiana. I know college football sports around here, people don't love it. I just think it's crap. that they're going to automatically get. I hope Northwestern knocks them off. I really do.
I mean, Clemson's getting in the playoff with a loss.
But without their star quarterback.
Who cares? They lost. Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
doesn't
Coastal matter. Carolina, without their star quarterback, won the game by 14. You Sunbelt. Lose. It's an injury. You treat it like an injury.
Clemson
you
deserves lose, it. Notre Dame deserves
based
it.
Based upon what? Clemson deserves nothing. They lost the game. They lost.
Number one team in the country without their quarterback.
I don't care. You lost.
Overtime.
It's an L. You take it out.
So what about Texas A&M then?
The Patriots deserve to beat the Broncos, but they lost. Should we give them the win? Should we give them the win because they deserved it? Like, come on.
Texas A&M, what about them? What about Florida, who has to play Alabama again? Those teams, they're better than Ohio State. They're better than Ohio State.
It doesn't matter if you lose. If you lose, it doesn't matter.
Alabama, who could beat the Jets?
Clemson didn't lose to Alabama. They lost to Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame's the top defense in the country, dude. The top defense in the country. I'd love arguing about this stuff all day. Let's do it.
I'm just looking for Glenn Fry's The Heat Is On because it just got hot in here.
To
say that Clemson's not better than Ohio State. Ohio State beat them last year. Right. I will give you that.
Okay, all right. I need a degenerate special.
Yeah, we have to get a degenerate special. I wish I didn't have to interrupt you guys. I enjoyed your conversation. What is you can?
I got a push last week, so we had three goals in some random soccer game that I know about.
Dan, we'll have you on tomorrow with Joe. Because Rich is out, and you guys can argue. Joe's not on tomorrow. Adam Jones is.
Yeah, right, I'm up till 3 a.m. tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Joe's doing the late night. It's not actually that degenerate this week, but in Italy, Torino and Udinese under 2.5 goals.
It's degenerate to me because I still don't know what that is. I'm sorry, it's Italy what?
It's Torino and Udinese under 2.5 goals.
Under 2.5 goals. Yep. Okay, sure. Let's go 300 on that. That sounds good to me. Okay.
All right. It was a push last week. Yep. There you go.
That's Saturday, by the way.
Saturday.
All okay. right. Dan Lipschitz, Joe Murray.
450. 450 for the Jets to go win.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. And it's still alive. They're not winning another game.
That's
Look
Joe's
at that
money.
Schedule.
That's Joe's money because Joe never put the bet in. All right. He's going to have to lead you astray on some future bets. All right. Very good. Listen to the Bankroll Boys on Sunday mornings from Saturday mornings, I'm sorry, from 7 to 9. And you can hear the Over Under 98.5 podcast. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll be back. Rich has some weird phone calls that we're going to get to. Here are the headlines.
Tucker and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Sports Hub headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. All right, Rich, what's going on here?
So it's always strange when you learn about something that has been going on for a while that you just had no idea and you'd never heard of anything like this before. I want to play this 911 call, and you know, before I talk too much about it, I just want to let it play, and Fred, I want while you're listening to this to try to figure out if you've heard of anything like this happening. This is a 911 call that I got my hands on. Here we go.
911 recorded line. Where is your emergency?
I have to talk to somebody about some calls that I'm getting that are threatening, and I'm not sure exactly what to do.
Okay, and what exactly has been going on?
I was looking up a site that gave massages, and I never spoke to anybody. I just sent somebody a message, and then she wrote back saying something about her prices, and then all of a sudden I'm getting this stuff from a guy, and he says he starts threatening me and saying he's going to kill me. He sent me these gory pictures, you know, he keeps calling and he says, pay up, you know, pay up now, $2,000. And
okay, from the same number, from the person you had originally reached out to in regards to the massages?
Yeah, I think it's the same number.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's some kind of scam. The number is from San Diego, but that doesn't mean anything anymore. You know, somebody could be here.
Right. How did it go from being scheduling an appointment to all of a sudden this number requesting payment?
Oh, I assume that his girlfriend or something is, you know, sort of setting people up. And I mean, that's the only thing I think about, you know, is this that they're just sort of just this is how they intimidate people and make money.
Okay.
But it's scary for me to think that, you know, I had, she said, where do you live? I said, it was really stupid. So they know where I live. And then I didn't give my last name, but at one time they said,
okay,
this is my last name. So somehow they were able to trace it.
Okay. And what did the threats entail?
If you want to live kind of thing, you pay up.
All right, let me just confirm your telephone number, and we'll have someone reach out to you shortly.
Mm.
Have you heard of anything like this before?
I mean, I've gotten death threats on the phone. I haven't gotten them from pimps.
No, this apparently is a big racket, and I guess that a lot of this comes from people going to the back of, you know, some of these, you know, newspapers or websites that have things for massages and escorts, and them calling just asking for prices. And then afterwards, these people are getting phone calls. And, you know, I've seen some of the pictures. I mean, I've looked into this, and I guess it's happened to a ton of people. And there, you know, there's one guy who, you know, the pictures are, I mean, they're like awful. And they're saying this is going to happen to you if you don't pay off. Has this happened to anybody before? 617-779-0985.
Nick, get ready, because the phone lines are going to be jammed with people who called whores and got threatened to be killed.
No, it's not even whores. It's just massages. It's not just that.
They're prostitutes, Rich. The guy called for a prostitute.
Okay, well, maybe they did. But, I mean, there's a lot of people who have come out, talked about it. There's a bunch of news stories, you know, that have come out. There's one guy who, you know, went to court. And it's terrifying because he had to present all the pictures and all the text. I've been reading them. And here's another guy that happened in the same town where this guy happened. Here, take a listen.
Can I help you?
Hi. I'm not even sure I'm calling the right number, but I've been getting some threats on my cell phone.
Okay. What kind of threats are they?
Well, I mean, I don't know whether I should come down to the station or, I mean, I every once in a while I look through sites for escorts and, you know, and occasionally sometimes I'll make an inquiry, but I've been getting these things that show like really disgusting pictures. I mean, of like people being decapitated and they, you know, it basically says, you know, you're calling my people and wasting their time and, you know. It's like you're going to pay a fine or I'm going to come to your house with five of my people and kill you.
Okay. Have you paid a fine?
No.
When would you receive the last text?
About 5 minutes ago.
Okay. We're going to have a police officer give you a call back and advise you, okay?
Well, the thing is, you can just cold call people and threaten to kill them. I don't know what the hooker aspect has. I mean, because if I'm going to bribe the guy, I would say, I know where you live, I know your name, and I'm going to tell your family that you were wanted a hooker.
Well, there's that, too. There's a lot of it.
And yeah, because
there's,
that
there's a lot
I get.
Of that as well. Because, and I think that that's something that they're leaving out of these calls as well.
No, no, but I get that. But if he's like, just, I'm going to kill you, well, you could kill me anyway.
Yeah, but most of these people, they're doing it because they know that they've got these people in somewhat of a compromising position. And it's the same thing. Like, you know, I've heard of all these situations where you've been chatting with somebody on a dating site and they send you, you know, a pic of, you know, whether either naked or whatever. And then you send one back and then immediately you start getting an email saying, I'm sending this to everyone on your Facebook list if you don't send me a certain amount of money.
Well, that's the thing is that if you're going to send a pic, as much as I've done in my life, being on Ambien and filming myself for the world to see. And it is a good for everyone to know this. If you are going to send a pic of your genitals, if you send a pic of someone else's genitals, that is plausible deniability. I've never done that. and I can say these things because I never have.
Well,
but if you're sending a pic of your genitals, you have to be ready for everyone to see a picture of your genitals. That is the trade-off. You have to be comfortable with that. Because once that hits the old internet, once that goes through the digital skies, that is your responsibility.
Well, a friend of mine's mother got scammed.
She was looking for a gigolo.
No. What happened was like an old friend that they hadn't talked to since like college out of nowhere started building up a friendship. And all of a sudden the guy, like one night, started like, I guess they were video chatting and started crying and saying, there's somebody that says that they've got a video of me. It's almost like that email that you see go around, like, we have you on camera. It's like the Black Mirror episode, you know, with your pants down, and we're going to send it to everyone in your thing if you don't send us money. Well, this guy talked my friend's mom into sending money to pay off that person.
What a long con that is. Like, just rob a liquor store. Like, what a waste of time. Like, just to... Can you imagine the effort that guy put in? How much money did he want?
I think he said it was close to $4,000.
I'll get a job. I mean, you know the amount of time the guy had to put in to swindle her out of $4,000? You could get a regular job and make that amount of money. That seems like a long way to go. You know what I'm saying? But to listen, there are people on the phones. A lot of people looking for hookers, threatening to get killed.
Really?
Because I want to know if like you pay them, whether it goes away or they continue. Well, like,
Rich wants the info. How should Rich handle his situation?
Because that is me on the 911 call.
That is. It's a voice disguise. A very clever voice. How should Rich handle his situation? No, we'll take your phone calls coming right up. Ooh, guys. Ooh, I'll tell you, 2020 has.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.